where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Members of Parliament are absent from the House of Commons as Canadians mourn the death of former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. The flag atop the Peace Tower is flying at half-mast in tribute to the progressive conservative titan who died on Thursday at 84 years old. A family spokesperson says Mulroney died surrounded by his family in a Palm Beach hospital where he had been since a recent fall. He served as the 18th Prime Minister of Canada from 1984 to 1993. Lambton Public Health is asking parents and guardians to ensure their children are up to date on their routine immunizations. The health unit says since the new year, 4,442 students have been removed from the suspension list. Meanwhile, as of Tuesday, Lambton Public Health was still waiting to hear from over 1,100 elementary-age students who face suspension beginning March 5th. The suspension date for high school students is March 26th. The health unit says nearly 650 secondary students have not yet updated their records. Records include immunizations for diphtheria, tetanus, polio, mumps, rubella, measles, meningitis, whooping cough, and chickenpox. A new report says homes priced at under $500,000 are starting to disappear. MPAC says in Sarnia, 97% of the properties were less than $500,000 in 2013. Last year, that number was down to 59.9%. Full details at sarnianewstoday.ca. A new TV show created by a Sarnia man is set to begin airing next month. The Trades stars the likes of Rob Wells from Trailer Park Boys, Anastasia Phillips, and Tom Green. Creator Ryan Lindsay says it touches on things a tradesperson would encounter both inside and outside the workplace.
Working in a small town, it brings a lot of interesting antagonisms and positives and lows and highs. But also, there's some staples within the trades community that a viewer that is blue-collar background will recognize. You know, Labor Day parades. Obviously, that's like the Christmas for tradespeople.
Lindsay says he drew a lot of inspiration from his experiences growing up in Sarnia among a family of tradespeople. He also interviewed over 200 area trade workers to get the right feel. There are 8 episodes in the first season. The first 2 will be released on March 22nd on Crave TV. And Sarnia's Redeemer Lutheran Church is hosting a World Prayer Day service this afternoon. Coordinator Sheila Jin says it's great to come together for one giant global event where every service is the same and shares the same message.
Show one another that, you know, it means something to be a faith and to promote peace and reconciliation.
World Prayer Day is a tradition that dates back to the 1920s. Today's service begins at 1:30. Sunny today with winds out of the south, a high of 7. Cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle tonight, a low of 3. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy, skies clearing late in the afternoon, a high of 11. Sunny on Sunday, a high of 16.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.